WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For a few minutes, rock historian Ed Ward wants us to remember the year 1963. It's been 10 years since Elvis ushered in the rock and roll revolution, but it's taking America a while to catch on to the newest musical phenomena.
That's easy. That was the year of the Beatles, right? Well, actually, no. At least not in America. That May, the Fab Four ended the longtime ping-pong game for number one on the British charts between Cliff Richards and the Shadows by putting From Me to You at the top for nearly 2 months. But the news that a group was big in England was hardly something that Capitol Records, who had first refusal on the Beatles' records, was going to get too excited about. In fact, while the Beatles were conquering England, here's the record that was at the top of the American pop and R&B charts. Maybe it takes a blast of a song like that to remind us today of what a dark age the British invasion delivered us from. You want some more examples? The year started with Go Away Little Girl by Steve Lawrence at the top, and other number ones included Hey Paula by Paul and Paula, which was also a top R&B hit, Sukiyaki by Kiyo Sakamoto, Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton, Deep Purple by Nino Tempo and April Stevens, and Dominique by The Singing Nun. Trash, all of it. But then, pop music's always been about trash. There was good trash, too.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
when you
back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now.
The factory system of American pop music, commonly known as Brill Building Pop, after the building on Broadway's Tin Pan Alley where much of it was made, was having the start of its last great period in 1963. Executives like Don Kirshner of Dimension Records hired songwriters like Carole King and Jerry Goffin, Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, and sometimes the results could be wonderful. Nor were all of these so-called girl groups based in New York, even though the Brill Building did dominate the scene in 1963. One of the spookiest records of the year came from Chicago. Even in the dullest times, records like the Jeanettes' Sally Go Round the Roses sneak through. In fact, if one blanket statement could be said to characterize the malaise that was 1963, it would be that the airwaves were dominated by factory-made pop, with occasional relief coming from the Brill Building or from odd regional records, like this one by Dale and Grace from Ville Platte, Louisiana.
I'm leaving it all up to you. What you gonna do?
Or this one, from a city whose music scene was really more famous for jazz. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles recorded for Berry Gordy, Jr., who had had a lot of trouble launching his Tamla Motown family of labels, but by 1963, it was beginning to pay off. The base of his talent pool was coming together, with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Mary Wells, the so far hitless Supremes and Temptations, and an odd little blind kid named Steveland Morris. The only other regional scene, and it was a big one, was in California, but not in Hollywood. No, a little further west, like on the beach.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at
outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Then, in November, the president was shot, and the nation was so anesthetized that it could only hear the Singing Nun and Dominique. But with the coming of a new year, a new sound would conquer the world, and things would never be the same again.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. I'm Marty Moscowen, and this is Fresh Air.